Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The coronavirus spreading, with 1,000 New Yorkers now self-quarantined. A tornado in Nashville, the latest severe weather to sweep across our country almost weekly this winter. An asteroid heading our way. Ocean levels rising as the earth warms. 401k values swinging wildly along with the Dow. In my seminary years, and that was a long time ago, my professor said, "We now live in an age of anxiety." Well, it's back, if it ever really left us, along with its kissing cousin, the age of fear. Four stories of persons who faced anxious, fearful situations in their lives, but still managed to look to the future with hope. Joanne Heller, it's not her real name, of course, is no stranger to tragedy. Last September, her husband, age 40, suffered his first heart attack. It was no warning for him to slow down. It killed him. They were vacationing in Florida when it happened. Nothing could have saved him. Literally, he was here one moment and gone the next. Joanne is now enrolled in the spring semester at BOCES and studying for a vocation that will support her and her two children. By no means is her grief over, but she is looking towards the future. And though the future seems very uncertain, she trusts that God will see her through. Max, first name only, is a recovering alcoholic. He hasn't had a drink in the last 3 years, 2.5 months. It's not because he doesn't want one. He does. But he knows that he can't have it. He knows he's addicted. He knows that one drink will lead to another, and he knows that alcohol does awful things to him. And he knows all of that because of a relapse 4 years ago. He doesn't want that to happen again. But he's fearful it might. Max goes to AA meetings several times a week. And even though he does not know what stresses and strains and temptations he'll be facing, he relies now on his higher power to help him through one day at a time. Matilda Higgins has been in the hospital for over a month. Her pastor visits regularly and sees her slowly dying before his eyes. She's not in pain anymore, a blessing that came when her cancer reached her brain. Matilda knows she is dying. No false hopes for her. Her pastor pulls up a chair beside her bed. They are alone, so they can talk freely. Matilda, he asks, is there anything we should be talking about? Is there anything on your mind? Knowing what he's asking, she replies, no, Pastor. The Lord is my shepherd, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Abram. That is his real name before it was changed to Abraham. Abram is 75 years old and quite settled in Haran. Suddenly, things become very unsettled as he encounters the living God. Abram is instructed by the Lord to pack his bags, sacrifice his home and kindred, leave behind all that's familiar, and journey into territories that for him are uncharted. Promises are made. Abram will be blessed by God with many descendants, and they will become a great nation. Moreover, through Abram and his progeny, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Through them, God will save the nations. But Abram, for his part, is to take a large step of faith and move into a future that is unknown. How unsettling it is not to know what lies before you. Yet we read, Abram went. Even though he knew not what lay in his future, he knew who was in his future. Go to the land that I will show you, says the God of promise. With such trust in the Lord, Abram went. Joanne Heller knows such trust. So does Max, Matilda too. Like Abram, they trust in the Lord to see them through grief, through the fear of relapse, and yes, even through the valley of the shadow of death. Each of them look to the future, a day at a time, with hope. They don't know specifically what will happen, but they've allowed their faith to go to work for them, believing that the Lord of love journeys with them through their every tomorrow. And that is true for us too. Coronavirus, climate change, asteroids, Dow declines, or anything else globally, nationally, congregationally, or personally that triggers the anxiety barometer in us to rise. I can't predict what's in the future for any one of us. I don't believe in tarot cards, horoscopes, or crystal balls. What I do believe is this. No matter what lies ahead, we can step into the future with confidence. For in the future, yours and mine, there awaits a God who has promised, "Lo, I am with you always."